here and now. To live in the present, we must believe deeply that what is the more important is the here and the now. We are constantly distracted by things that have happened in the past or that might happen in the future. It is not easy to remain focused on the present. Our mind is hard to master and keeps pulling us away from the moment. Prayer is the discipline of the moment. When we pray, we enter into the presence of God, whose name is God with us. To pray is to listen actively to the one who addresses us here and now. When we dare to trust that we are never alone, but that God is away with us, away cares for us, and away speaks to us, then we can gradually detach ourselves from the voice that makes us guilty or anxious and trust all over ourselves to dwell in the present moment. This is a very hard challenge because radical trust in God is not obvious. Most of us distrust God. Most of us think of God as a fearful, punitive authority or as an empty, powerless nothing. Jesus' core message was that God is neither a powerless weakling nor a powerful boss, but a lover whose only desire is to give us what our hearts most deserve. To pray is to listen to that voice of love. That is what obedience is all about. The word obedience comes from the Latin word of or dire, which means to listen with great attentiveness. With our listening, we become deaf to the voice of love. The Latin word of deaf is sordus. To be completely deaf is to be absurd. Yes, absurd. When we no longer pray, no longer listen to the voice of love that speaks to us in the moment, our life becomes absurd, life in which we are thrown back and forth between the past and the future. If we could just be for a few minutes each day, fully where we are, we would indeed discover that we are not alone and that the one who is with us wants only one thing: to give us love.